With a brilliant sun and turquoise sea, friendly people, tropical wildlife, and the largest coral reef in the Western Hemisphere, Cancun, Mexico was the gracious host of the 2010 United Nations Climate Change Conference. With dedication and cooperation, distinguished COP16 delegates from over 190 nations worked toward reaching a hopeful accord on ways to mitigate urgent climate change.
Livestock production is yes, it's a very major contribution to greenhouse gas emissions.
In the midst of this two-week summit, a special event on December 5th held at the leading eco-friendly Fairmont Mayakoba Resort Hotel welcomed international dignitaries to join in highlighting the foremost solution to global warming as it celebrated exemplary champions of the planet. Co-hosted by the mayor of Cancun, the Honorable Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza, and the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, the Greenest Heroes Gala opened with vital messages shared by the esteemed 44th Costa Rican President, Jose Maria Figueres Olsen, and the 7th President of Ireland, Mary Robinson. Gracing this meaningful celebration was special guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai, who was personally attending the COP16 summit at the invitation of the Mexican government, meeting with conference delegates and journalists in support of their noble efforts to protect the planet.
During the gala's multi-course vegan banquet, gifted performances unfolded, including songs inspired by Supreme Master Qinghai's poetry that were presented by celebrated artists. These included soprano Lynn Winterstella, accompanied by two-time Grammy Oscar-winning composer David Shire on the piano, legendary Beach Boys founding member Al Jardine, Tony Award-winning vocalist Melba Moore, with songs by two-time Oscar winner Al Kasha, acclaimed soprano Kerry Walsh, award-winning Italian-Mexican singer Philippa Giordano, multi-platinum recording artist Taylor Dane, who has sold over 75 million albums, as well as beautifully attired traditional Mexican dancers and musicians, and vibrant international dances performed by our association members.
Greenest Heroes Gala was a tribute to all Earth protectors who participate in and promote the compassionate plant-based lifestyle for a more healthful and peaceful world. For their outstanding representation, 8 people were specially honored by Supreme Master Qinghai: Ultraman World Championship athlete and attorney Rich Roll, internationally renowned communication coach Richard Green, best-selling author and speaker Dr. Will Tuttle, 3-time Emmy award-winning filmmaker Carrie Brown, soprano Kerry Walsh, accomplished film producer and former Warner Brothers executive Julie Bergman Senger, and the gala's 2 Masters of Ceremonies, Emmy award-winning filmmaker Lionel Friedberg and actress Mariana Tosca.
The evening also featured the premiere of the book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way's the Answer, a compilation of Supreme Master Qinghai's messages on the environment, along with the debut of Birds of Paradise, a feature animation based on Supreme Master Qinghai's #1 international best-selling book, The Birds in My Life.
In addition to live coverage, numerous print, radio, and television media reported on the events, highlighting its key themes of veganism and sustainability for an even wider audience. During the gala, Supreme Master Qinghai delivered an elevating speech in which he urged all leaders to adopt benevolent, life-saving policies. She also revealed certain spiritual information for the first time as part of a vital message for all to make wise choices that determine the future of our precious planet.
We can save all that we wanted to save because we have the power.
We now invite you to watch part 6 of the 11-part series rebroadcast of the Grand Live event, the Greenest Heroes Gala.
Where great strides to climate change have already been made.
This is something in which we have to exercise personal leadership and personal commitment. Your being here tonight, your activity, su liderazgo, suprema maestra, are already a fine example of that leadership and of stepping forward.
Esta noche es una noche excepcional, una noche de luces, una noche en que la Maestra Suprema Xinhai nos ilumina con su presencia y nos motiva con su sabiduría.
So here in COP16, I think we have a chance to really change attitudes, change behavior, and have an outcome which will bring forward this whole debate on climate change.
Having met you personally, I know that you're very shy and very humble about your poetry. So I would like you to know how very, very grateful we are that your profound poems can be offered to the public at large through songs like this.
I would just like to add one more thing, which is while the head of COP16 may be out there, the heart of COP16 is in here. And I want to say thank you to Supreme Master Xinhai for having this gracious evening in this beautiful place, and to Mayor Zaragoza for having hosted it and opening your beautiful city.
For two decades, Supreme Master Xinhai has been raising awareness about climate change and the vegan solution. She has launched international global warming awareness campaigns, and she's participated in over 27 climate change conferences in 13 countries.
She's also the guiding light behind Supreme Master Television, a constructive television station airing from 14 satellite platforms and reaching hundreds of millions of households around the world. This global television station offers programs with subtitles in 42 different languages and features current news on climate change as well as its solution, the organic vegan diet.
To give people the opportunity to experience for themselves how delicious the plant-based diet can be, Supreme Master Xinhai has inspired Loving Hut, the fastest growing chain of vegan restaurants in the world.
And now, this evening, Supreme Master Xinhai is releasing her latest book. I love the title of this book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, which represents the culmination of many, many of these efforts to share this crucial message.
Her new book presents clear, concise scientific evidence showing how raising livestock is the primary cause of climate change, and how the vegan lifestyle, free from any animal products, is the solution.
Supreme Master Xinhai, we thank you so much for your efforts and for your devotion in preparing this very important book. We pray that this life-changing book meets with the same outstanding success as your three previous works, and that your message about the organic vegan solution spreads quickly throughout the world. Would you do us the honor, Supreme Master Xinhai, of coming to the stage to share a few words about this new and critical book?
Thank you. beautiful woman.
Hi, Jack. Wow, my God, what a beautiful program. Did you enjoy it so far?
Yes.
Oh, some more are coming, so I make it quick. Oh, I have prepared something, but I'm not sure what you want to hear. Here is a choice, okay? First is like, I greet you, and I love you, and I thank you, and all that stuff, yes? And the second one is, I share with you my spiritual diary, how to earn more heavenly reward. Which one? You want, or you want both, or you don't want any? Who is the first? Raise hand. First. Oh, okay, who is the second? Who are both? Okay, well, okay, I have 20 minutes. Anyway, I make it fast. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, respectful greeting to all of you present. Like a machine. Okay, it's serious now, okay? My most respectful greeting to all present in Cancun, and I want to thank the government of Mexico, and I want to thank the United Nations for all that happened in Cancun and in the world, all the charitable things they do, all the upliftment for many different countries in the world. And I love Mexico, if you want to know. I came here many times. I was here like 10 days or 12 days ago, before you came. Yeah, I thought I'd come and take quick all the fresh air before they all come in here. No, I just came here to pray before you came, so that everything will go smooth and that all the great leaders of nations and governments will make the rightful decision to save our planet. I've been praying. Thank you. Thank you. You are all my heroes. You are my heroes. Because many of you came from such a long, long way, you know, with changing airplanes and different languages and different food and, you know, different all kind of things. When I was at the airport, I met one person from Uganda. His airplane delayed, and then he could not change his airplane even because his luggage is with the other airplane, etc., etc., and he was stuck in the airport, and he didn't know. The person who was supposed to come pick him up did not come because he was delayed. And then he was stuck in the airport, etc., etc. Now, that's just one of the examples that the inconvenience that you all have to go through, or maybe more than that. And I humbly thank you very much that you have come here, the fact that you have come here, sacrifice your time with your family and your dogs, your pets, your children, and go through a lot of trouble and bureaucracy and protocol to come here. That shows, testified your love for our planet and all that thrive thereon. Thus, you want to save the planet, and we all appreciate it. Now, our planet is so beautiful, don't you think so?
Yes.
Wow, yes. I tell you a secret. Maybe you won't believe it, but I tell you anyway. I've been to other planets in my spiritual time while I meditate. Many planets are not as beautiful as this. I want to tell you the truth. This is beautiful. Yes. Some planets are better, more beautiful than ours. Some planets are more spiritually developed or more technologically developed, but not all of them as beautiful as this, okay? And even some of them envy our planet. many things we take for granted. For example, apple trees, apricot fruit, they love because they don't have them there. Please appreciate our home. I just want to tell you that so that you appreciate our home and try to save it. We can save that. We can save all that we wanted to save because we have the power. All of us have the power to do that. Well, you have been told already that animal raising is the number one cause of all the illnesses and all the disasters in our world. So if we stop that, we'll be okay. Yes. Then we have a beautiful planet still, and peace, and no disease, and rich, and no hunger, no war, nada más. We appreciate the government subsidies that go into different sections of the society, but I think the best, the most beneficial use of subsidies is to go to the organic vegan section. That will save life, yes. Save not only animals' life, but our life. Because if you do the research, you know all the horrible things that happen to us through the meat, dairy, and eggs, and fish, etc. I'm not threatening you. You please look onto the internet. Like Physician Committee for Responsible Medicine, for example, that's one of them. He will tell you that you have cancer, heart disease, etc., etc. I don't want to spoil your dinner, so we just stop there. All that disease that we don't want to have, all the shortened life that we don't want to have, all the suffering for our families, members, and children that we don't want to have, we can avoid that. I guarantee if you switch to vegan diet, God is my witness. Thank you. You see, we should subsidize life, benevolence, love and compassion, not death, not war. We have to stop the war between humans and between humans and animals. Thank you. We are the children of God. Everybody told us that. All the Bibles tell us that. The Buddhists tell us that we are the future Buddha. We have Buddha within us. We have to awaken it. The Christian told us that we are the children of God. So we have to behave like one. Sorry, it's not the time for politeness. I tell you the joke to prove it. When I was younger, I tried to learn Italian. Don't try. The Italian embassy, please don't try. I can't. I tried to learn Italian. And I remember this joke forever. It was a picture of the two gentlemen standing in front of a burning house, the doorstep, inside the door. With their hair all smoking up and their bodies all black and clothes is on fire, one say to the other at the doorstep, "After you, please." The other one said, "Please, after you." What I mean is, if we are too polite and don't tell each other the truth and the correct solution, then we might lose our home. We have only one planet. Please do save it. You have the power. I count on you. Can I count on all of you, please? Lovely. Now, okay. Thank you, all of you, for coming, and thank you for being concerned about the planet. It's urgent, okay? I really mean it's urgent. We should have this kind of conference 50 years ago, at least. Okay, now I'm going to tell you something about the spiritual diaries, you know, just a part of it, concerning us and concerning your life and the planet. It's our concern. We all heard that humans' life is precious. Have you heard it? Buddha say that is easier for a turtle, to go all the way from the bottom of the ocean up to the surface and to meet one random little piece of wood that passing by with a little hole in it. It's easier than to become a human, I mean, to have a human birth. But you heard like that, but you don't know how precious this is. I'm going to put it here mathematically so you know how many. It's like money, you know? You are all zillions, zillions of zillions air. Just being a human. Not in terms of money, but in terms of spiritual points. Heaven do count points, you know? Even sometimes my association member, they sit and meditate, you know, they sit like this. Sometimes sleep on each other's shoulders. I know all that, but I still tell them, it's okay, even if you sit, you try your best, but you cannot concentrate and you cannot even go into samadhi. Samadhi means a stage of like, you say, theta, something like that. You know, very quiet, tranquil, all peaceful inside and outside. Nothing can disturb you at that time. They call it samadhi in Sanskrit. Now, even if they sit like this, they would have points. It's just like in our world, we have business. Yeah, everything is in a unit of money, yeah, or possession. Heaven do have points to classify who is who, yeah. Now, we humans are very, very precious. I put it precisely, 9.2 zillions of zillions spiritual points to get a human body. Yeah, go ahead. Applaud yourself. Congratulate yourself. You are really precious in the eyes of the whole universe. I wish you know what I know. Now, 20 zillions of zillions to live a full 100 years. After the 9.2 zillion to be born as human, you need 20 zillions of zillions, yeah? Because after zillion, I don't know, we have any more unit. And also I said zillions of zillions. To live a full 100 years, okay? Now, we have 400 zillions of zillions to get to third level of spiritual heaven. We have different heavens, yes? Many of us, if we don't practice anything, we're not even vegan or vegetarian, but we don't do anything wrong in this life. We just live honestly, and we eat meat or anything because we don't know the harm of it. Then we go to the first level of heaven, we call it astral heaven. It's beautiful, it's almost like here, it's just more friendly, peaceful, lovely, everything you wish come like that. Okay, that's just even the first one. And people who die, they call it clinically dead for a few minutes, they go to this heaven, come back, they cry many months because they don't want to come back here. After knowing the astral heaven, imagine some people go higher than that, to the causal heaven, second level, and the third heaven, and the fourth, and the fifth. We stop there. Only purer beings live above the fifth level. All right, we are lucky if we go to the third level already, or the fourth level. After the third level, we don't ever have to come back to the suffering level of planets like our planet. Our planet has pleasure and has sorrow. Are you all right, love? Yeah? Huh? You okay? Can somebody give him a stand or something? Or a chair? Okay, now, come more here. I just give you a little bit, you know, not the whole of my diary. Of course, it would take forever. These things I have researched during my meditation, eh? And you never heard this before. So this is, how you say, premiere, huh? Not even my association member heard this. So I share with you today as an offer for Mexico and Cancun and to you, because you are good, good, good. All right. Now, there are some extra things here. If you want to be a human and live 100 years, that's okay already. Yeah, zillions is easy already. Now, if you want to be rich, like a millionaire only, yeah? Not billionaire yet. If you want to be a millionaire while being a human being, you need an extra 300,000 zillion. And if you want to be healthy all your life, you need another 350,000 zillions of spiritual point. Normal people, if you want to have a mental equilibrium all your life, mean invincibility, mental invincibility, you need another, oh my God, I could not even read my writing. Any pharmacists around here? I should be a doctor, my God, writing like this. 60,000 zillion to be mentally invincible. Yes, to be physically invincible, I told you already. Now, we need, you want some more or not? Okay. 700,000 zillion if you want to be a king or queen. Yes. Well, there are prices to pay, just like everything else in here. Just spiritually, just more difficult to earn these marks, points, than to earn money. Well, it's not always easy to earn money, but this is even more difficult. Well, it's easy, actually. It's easy if you know how. I'm not going to tell you because you won't want it. You just want to save the planet, and that's all right with me. Now, if you want to be a president, for example, of the United States, don't tell Mr. Obama this. You need 530,000 zillions, apart from everything else I told you before. If you want to be a prince or princess, no, or prime minister, for example, you need 460,000 zillion. Okay, I make it fast. If you want to have like 150 IQ, like Einstein, you need 220,000 zillion. If you want to have good look, like me, for example, it's a joke for you to laugh at my expense. If you want to have a good look, for example, like Mariana Toscan over there, then you need 200,000 zillion extra. If you want to have a good voice, like, you know, you know whom before, right? Then you need 183,000 zillion. If you want a good relationship with the world, with the people around you and whomever you met, then you need 270,000 zillion. I'm stuck again. What's this? If you want to be born in a peaceful nation, then you have 240,000 zillion to earn extra. If you want to have a good marriage, don't complain if you don't, because it's all your fault, okay? A good marriage need 230,000 zillion, yeah? If you want to have good children, also don't complain if you don't, it's all your fault. Good children need 350,000 zillion. You want to be famous? Like, you know, whom? Yeah? Yeah. Then you need 170,000 zillion to become famous in this life. Okay? Well, spiritual masters are different. Yeah, different. This is for average people. Okay? For the people who are practicing, for example, like the method that I share, they have more benefit. There is just more connection, so you can get more from the bank of the universe. Quicker, quicker, faster, yes. And the more you have, the more interest you earn. For example, yesterday, if I meditate, I will earn like 300 zillion, for example. Today, I would earn like 600 zillions because of the interest. The more I have, the more I am given. This is the point. Yes. So how do we get all this? You want to know or you don't? So I just go then, huh? Okay, please. Okay, I will tell you. Well, we have many blessings. As you and I are sitting here, you are not aware of so much blessing you have from the deities of the heaven, from the angels that surrounding the good people. If you are good people, you don't kill. I'm not talking about vegetarian yet. Even if you don't kill directly yourself, the animals, if you just eat the meat because you don't know, because you buy it from the market, they make it like a piece of chocolate, then you are not a very, I don't know what I call it, sinful, please excuse me. I don't know what I'm just stuck with words. For example, even if you don't eat vegetarian, but you are a good person at heart, you help people, you live your honest life, you truly are sincere and clean, then you have, okay, the five precepts, for example, you don't kill, you don't steal, you don't tell lie, you don't have extramarital relationship, you don't take intoxicant like drug, alcohol, etc. Huh? You keep your life straight like this, you have five angels always around you to protect you. Can you imagine? Would you ever thank them? The more discipline you keep, the more angels you have. And these are real things. Right, so these are things we can earn, you know. For example, like 100, it's a scale, 100%. Then the angels normally would bless you 5%. The deities would bless you 5%. All this blessing all over. If we don't do anything wrong, and if we even eat vegan, we get more from that. More and more all the time. If we meditate, we get even more than this. For example, one person who doesn't meditate gets 5%, but the meditate person gets like 15%. Why? Because the vibration is higher, and then it meets with more level of higher blessing. You see, because they are on a higher level of consciousness. So the higher we go, the higher blessing we get. The higher it is, the more blessing, the more abundance. Yes, we have to just get there, then we get it. Yeah. Now, a high level master, a saint, for example, would bless you 500%, for example. Huh? Normal saint, who, for example, a monk in India, he meditates, he eats vegetarian, he meditates on any other method. It doesn't have to be my method. He would even bless you 30% by his own merit, automatically. But most people waste it, that's the problem. We get all this blessing, but we waste it every day because we don't do the right thing and we don't remember. We have to remember, at least feel conscious of your blessing every day. And thank them, even if you don't know about it. Just feel conscious, be conscious. Every day, try to feel that you are blessed, you are protected, and thank whoever bless you, all right? Now, okay. Oh, there's more to come. There's more to come. Even UFO people, you know UFO people? Yeah, extraterrestrial. They bless you from 10 to 60% every day. If the master is higher than the fifth level, we would bless the disciple like 4,000% spiritual blessing. Whew. And bless. Yes. But because this master is powerful, for example, this master on the ninth level, which is rare, yeah? Most masters come here from the fifth level, yeah? And fifth level can bless you a lot already, yeah, many thousand. But if the higher master, for example, the highest one, for example, Jesus' status and Buddha's status, they would bless you 4,000%. 1,000% every time, every day. Spiritual point, yeah? Like, for example, if you're near them or if you are in the same world with them, of course, the nearer, the more blessing, yeah? They would just bless you 4,000% per day without you doing anything. But the thing is, the people who are not vegan and who are not meditating, they get only 3% out of it. Because everything else have to deduct. Deduct for animal karma, bad retribution, deduct for everything else, and 3% left. That is the problem. We deprive ourselves of the benefit of so many blessings that all over us. More to come. Yes, you want some more or are you bored already? A nice level of master on earth remotely even bless his or her disciple 30,000% if a direct disciple. Yes, yes. And if nearer, of course, more even. That's a far, that's remote blessing. Nearer, more. But I'm not telling you because what's the use? Okay. Now, even, oh my God, where did I lost my stuff? Pardon. Okay. So you thought that's all we have or not? You think we have more blessings somewhere else? Yes or no?
Yes.
You're right. My God, you're so wise. Now, the animals bless us, no end. Example only, we don't have our life here. Average, oh, I can't even read my, I need a pharmacist. Average people only, there are exceptions. For example, normal dogs would bless you. Just for example, I forgot, I will read it later on. The information comes so fast, you know, I just wrote it up, but I don't remember everything, okay? I didn't make it up, huh? So look at the notes that I made in the dark night with a little flashlight or something. So I can't read it, that's why. Now, for example, your dog will bless you 3% every day. But my dog will bless me 6% or 8% because they are vegan and I love them and they respond to love. They don't just give to anybody, not even the owner. If the owner don't love them, they don't give. And for example, I have caretakers who help me to take care of the dogs when I'm not home and the day, you know, when I'm not available. They don't bless them that much. They bless them, yes, 1%, 2%. It's stingy, huh? Okay. But they bless me 8%, 6%, depends on the size and the long-term vegan or not. The longer the dog are with me, the higher the percentage of blessing. I'm surprised. Now, even... this is a vegetarian dog, huh? Bless you 3%. If a non-vegetarian dog, they bless you less, like 2%. Now, because they have to be deducted, that's all. It's not like they keep it, but deduction. If we eat animal, our merit have to be deducted and given to that animals. Yes? Okay. Now, a medium bird, for example, will bless you 4%. A parrot, for example, big parrot, bless you even more, 8%. My vegan. Vegan parrots, yes. Now, a turkey that you... I'm sorry, I don't talk about that. That some people have for dinner. If you are with them, if you raise them in your yard, he or she will bless you 5 to 10%. I mean, spiritual points. For example, today you earn only 100 spiritual points by something, he will give you 5 more or 10 more. To add on top every day like that. Can you imagine? 10 days, then you have 100% without doing anything. Just to keep an animal, a turkey, a chicken even, so small and helpless. It will bless you 2% to 6%. 6% or 10% because you give them vegan, then they have more power to bless you. A rabbit from 4% to 6%. Now the cow, a cow would bless you, give you 7 to 15% of spiritual point. But this is not just like 100, they give you 50. If you have 400, this will be four times more. Do you understand me? Yes? The more marriage you have, the multiply of the blessing from the animals and angels and deities and saints and sages and spiritual practitioners. A pig even would bless you 5 to 10%. I give you 5 to 10% spiritual points daily if you raise him with love. The lamb would give you 5 to 10%, the same. A horse will give you 6 to 15%, etc., etc. An elephant will give you 40% of spiritual merit, the grown-up one. A seal on the sea would give you 13%. A goat would give you 5%. A tiger even, imagine. You think tiger can bless you? Yes or no? A wild tiger? Yes? Surprise, surprise, surprise. Why does he eat other animals as his job? His job to balance the population of the jungle so that it's not overwhelmed and coming to harm humans when they don't have food. Okay? That's his job. But nevertheless, because of his job, he cannot bless you so much. But he bless you 2% even. If you're near, or if you live near the jungle where tigers are, but take my advice, don't go and live near the tiger and blame me if anything happens, huh? Oh my God, that's incredible. Even a lion bless you 1%. Even the way he eat meat, the way he live, he still can bless you 1%. Imagine all this blessing we have. Okay, we have all the blessing, of course, from the earth that we walk on. If you walk barefoot or in a clean area, in a sand beach, for example, you have 5% blessing. Just to walk barefoot, okay. If you work for Supreme Master Television, oh no, that's not for you, not for you. Work for Loving Hood? No, that's not for you either. Sorry. Okay, cutting trees at the rate of incredible speed harm us, harm our planet. Trees are also a source of great blessing. A tree about this size that you could put the arm around it, for example, the pine tree in the forest, one tree alone bless you 15% spiritual point daily by just being there. And even the small plants, when you walk in the garden or you sit in the garden, you meditate, you have more spiritual points than sitting on a concrete in a small room somewhere. And I talk about the benefit of the sun already, so I'm not going on here. If you want, you can rerun Supreme Master Television and research about the thing that I told before. Now, even the moon bless you 40%. The stars bless you 40%. The visible one will bless you 40%. The invisible one, mean the far away stars, bless you also, but less. You just make calculation. Now there are some bonus of blessing here, my God. You see how blessed we are. We live in blessing. We breathe in the blessing. We walk on the blessing. We swim. Oh, even the sea bless you. Oh, how much percent? Probably I didn't bring it here. The sea bless you so much, so much. The sea water, yeah? And the sun. The river water. The wind. The air bless you. Also like 10-15%. We are swimming in blessing. We are walking in blessing. We're looking everywhere, it's a blessing. Please be conscious so that you get more blessing. So that you can live your life more in peace and make a better decision for you and for all of us, for everyone. Please, just be conscious. And when you're very busy working in the office, sometimes you feel very stressed, very tired. Just take deep breath like this, and then out. A couple of times, do it anytime. It will give you more energy, strength to go on. That costs nothing. Cost just not even a second to do that. Or exercise, you know, do something on the chair. Just kick around from the chair. Do something, yeah? And take in deep breath. Be conscious. Be aware that all the blessing that you're taking in. Breathe in all the best from the universe and breathe out to spread that blessing and positive power into the world. Okay? In the best, out the blessing. Okay, there's some extra here. Extra blessing for you. For example, if you meditate, normal meditation, it don't have to be my method. Yeah, my method, get more. It's not because I advertise, but because I tell the truth. Yeah. If you meditate on, like, for example, Om, Om Mani Padme Hum, or breathe from the breathing, Vipassana, Hatha, Raya Yoga, you get 5% more spiritual blessing point. If you are a breatharian and you meditate, you get 30 to 70% spiritual point. Do you know what a breatharian is? No. The one who lives by air and by love of God alone. No food, no drink, all his life. We have a show every week about these people. Some are already passed away, some are still alive, walking among us. Now, if you are a vegan, now we talk about vegan, no more vegetarian. I don't like cruelty to cows. Now, if we eat, if we are vegan, for example, and eat only one meal a day, vegan, then we get like 40% more spiritual point. Suppose you earn 100 points if you are vegan and eat one meal a day, you earn 40 spiritual point more. And if you eat twice a day, two times a day, you will earn 20% more. If you eat three times a day, vegan, you earn 10% more. Okay, average Guanyin practitioner. Oh well, it is not for you, but you want to know? You want to know? Okay, it's my association member. For an average Guanyin practitioners, mean our association member who meditate every day, you have 30 to 40% more extra, apart from vegan meal and all that. Okay? I think, oh, we can go on forever. Even fox bless you, squirrels bless you, beaver bless you, ducks bless you, swan bless you. Oh, even shark, you know, shark bless you, geese bless you, 15%. Bee, even bee, you know, the bumblebee, bless you, 1%. My God, so small, the bee. Not only he give you honey, he bless you 1%. Little one. Oh, please take care of the bee. Even a butterfly bless you 1%. Even a fly bless you 0.5%. Wild birds bless you. Seagulls bless you 8%. Seagulls, 8%. Crocodile even bless you 2%. A wild hawk bless you 8%. Turtle bless you 15%. A wild cat 6%, 2 to 6%. A fox even 4%. Okay, we can go on forever. No wonder the Lord in the Bible say that I created all the animals to be your helpers. Now we understand, huh? Okay, I'm done. Is that 20 minutes or 20 hours? You should have put the calendar in front of me so I know when to stop. Thank you very much. And I love you all. brother and sister, and you're doing a great job. I count on you to save the planet.
Process. I really think there is something to that. I really do. And she said something very interesting about how every time you harm something in some way, that you're actually creating a deficit in the world. And I had never been able to verbalize that before, but that's exactly what it is. When you do harm something, you are creating a deficit, which is why you really need to put the energy into making up for the harm that you've created. But in essence, putting the energy into perhaps not taking the path of causing harm in the first place, so that there's no deficit to be paid. So, she was incredibly inspiring tonight, and very, very funny. Very funny tonight. Her sense of humor really shined through.
It's a great honor to be here with you within this event, this magnificent event. And with the Supreme Master, it's incredible that I have learned about the bendiciones. You can receive all these blessings. And thank you for the blessing that you are giving us to Cancun, to Mexico, and all the world, to be together for just one idea, the idea to get better the world. And we know that together we'll do it. So just be conscious, one, in our family, in ourselves, then within our own country, and then with all the world, we'll commit for the best of us.
She is a wonderfully inspiring individual. I remember I saw a presentation she made in London where she talked about the importance of biodiversity protection as well as climate protection. And I think what's really impressive is this movement has really managed to look at all the different aspects, water, resources, the world, all these things in a very holistic manner. There have been a lot of religious leaders who have become active in various ways on the climate issue, but what I found very impressive was a holistic approach that she was taking. And tonight was just a wonderful celebration. It was a happy event, and you can see people smiling, and I think the whole spirit of that was extraordinarily positive. I think it's one of the most positive events I've seen. There's a kind of spirit of agreement and goodwill, and that's something that I hope will carry into the final week of this conference.
She's obviously studied for many years and meditated for many, many years. As a studier of Kabbalah and Buddhism, I personally, for myself, you can see all roads ultimately lead to Rome, because what she's really talking about is metaphysics, the laws of the universe, that when you go against the law, diet, vegan, you're talking about energy, creating energy and the light. And the light needs, the more light revealed, the greater resistance. Diet of meats where toxins are coming in and death of these animals that are going through fear, we're ingesting that. When you ingest, when you take in alcohol and drugs, you're ingesting all those poisons and toxicities. You can't be at a conscious level, and you can't as conscious as one would be. So that she says you can look at it like money. You can look at it like you're going to get this amount of points, this amount of points, this amount of points. So I understood it on a massive level, and it was great that she broke it down. I had a great time with how she broke it down. You hang with the crow, you get maybe two. I mean, it's really the blessings and how you let it in. And I really appreciate it. It's a great reminder, as always. And every day to wake up and be very grateful, and it's always hard to remember. That's why we have teachers to remind us. If you understand metaphysics and you understand the Big Bang Theory, and you understand the laws of the universe and energy and how it's channeled and our vibrations and our natural state, I mean, it's just a great gift to become attuned to.
Awareness is very keen. It's very astute. You know, she really sees a lot. And it's all interconnected, as she told us this morning. And she doesn't like to be preachy, though. She said, if someone wants an idea, she'll give them her thoughts. But she won't push, which I think is cool. But she has very keen insight. We support people in this movement, for instance, who can affect others the way the Supreme Master does. And that by supporting her, we support the movement.
Tonight, I'm a changed man. Really, before, I'm not really spiritual. When she mentioned the five factors of being a spiritual person, I was really impressed. And in me, I'm telling you emphatically, I'm changed. Or I'm going to change if I get back home. I used to eat meat. I like meat a lot. But with what she told us tonight, I must confess, I want to stop eating meat. I want to try what she has asked us to try, so that I can develop my spiritual life as well.
Hello, Supreme Master Ching Hai. This is Taylor Dane. It was a pleasure being here this evening, and I'm honored to be interviewed for your station, and of course giving my little experiences, and I will keep on the path. Thank you for all your messages tonight.
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
Vegetables I love you most of all. My
my favorite vegetable. Table vegetable. I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Enjoyed your lovely presence today for Supreme Master Television's rebroadcast of the Greenest Heroes Gala. Please join us Saturday, March 12th for part 7 of our all-star event for a sustainable world. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for words of wisdom. May Providence grace bountiful blessings upon you for endeavouring to lead the most compassionate way of life.
Information concerning the scientific evidence of climate change and its solution is in Supreme Master Qinghai's book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer. Freely available to read at www.crisistopeace.org. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/greenestheroesgala.